I need to tell you something extremely important, but I won't. I'm going to send you off to some website. You can find out about it there, okay? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us, a busy hour ahead. Our first guest will be R&B singer Candice Anitra, a very talented artist. And not only do her songs sound good, they have meaning. She has a lot that she wants to communicate through her music, and she does very well. Christina Staffo will be by, and we will chat with Candice. And then this week's edition of Parent Tip with Susie Cerrone. Susie will stop by, and we will talk about blended families. It's never as hunky-dory as they showed it in the Brady Bunch. And we'll talk about what can happen. And then another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Wolski. NFL training camps opening up all over the Fruited Plain. It's almost time to get out the Christmas tree. And then Cindy Williams. We had Cindy on the show a few weeks ago, but Cindy was so great. She gave me like 40 minutes one day. We chatted. I only used about maybe 17, 18 minutes on the show, but there was so much. She was really, really good. She has this great new book out, Shirley I Jest, A Storied Life. And the former star of Laverne and Shirley will be back. And we'll have some more from Cindy Williams. We start things off with something that I heard on the radio about a week ago. It's interesting when radio tends to shoot itself in its own foot because it's trying to show how technically aware it is. All right, it's a pretty stormy morning out, a lot going on. So all of a sudden, there's a music station, and they, you know, it's hard to kind of explain what happened. You should really hear what happened. So let me try to recreate this a little bit. All right, so let's get some music. All right, we're going to come out of the record, and here we go.
All right, everybody, that's the Doobie Brothers taking it to the street, and what a great, well, no, it's not really a great morning. A lot going on out there here in Squirrel County this morning. A word coming in, about 100,000 of you are without power. Heavy, heavy rain across the area, and we've got some severe flooding coming through, some road closures, a lot going on. Hey, if you want to learn more about all this, why don't you head on over to our website over at themightysquirrel.com. So let's keep the music going here because you want to hear the tunes playing this morning. So right here on the Mighty Squirrel 109.7 FM, here's Frankie Valli.
Oh, what a night.
See what I mean? There's a major story going on there in Squirrel County. All right, it wasn't really Squirrel County, but you get the idea. And the DJ, the air personality, doesn't care. He's sending you to a website. Power outage. 100,000 people. That's 100,000 homes. So that's almost 500,000 people without power right now. You've got flooding. You've got road closures. And you're sending people off to a website. Because we gotta drive web traffic. What's your first purpose of being on the air? Not to entertain. To serve. Because when you have a situation like this, people come to the radio. All right? Go to the website. Well, wait a minute. If you have no power, what if you look at the web via your PC? Yes, some of us still own computers, big desktop ones. What if your laptop isn't charged? What if your smartphone isn't charged? What if your tablet isn't charged? What if the cell tower that can blow over in a 10-mile-an-hour wind has blown over or got flooded out somehow and fell over? It really got to me. Radio has an ability to reach out and be there with people in the worst of situations. A lot of times you got a few batteries and an old radio, and you can be entertained and informed. But when you have a situation like that, how can you just blow it off because we got to get to a Frankie Valli record because all of a sudden, you know, you like to pretend that you're a disc jockey back in the 1960s? It's amazing. All media have a commitment, or should have a commitment, to serving its audience. All right, here, this is a national show. We can't talk about individual local things because we're on a bunch of different stations. And I know of a few local stations that are wonderful, that live and breathe their community, and they do a great job. There are others that simply drop the ball. It's a responsibility, and treat it with respect. And when there's a power outage, who cares about Frankie Valli? Stay with us. Candice Anitra coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This five-time All-Star finished in the only tie for MVP in baseball history. His 11 consecutive gold gloves are a record for first baseman.
Two RBIs by Hernandez, all on his birthday.
So where is Keith Hernandez now? Keith can be seen on TV almost every night, whether it's a Just for Men commercial, a Seinfeld repeat, or as a commentator on the game broadcast for the Mets. He was inducted into the Mets Hall of Fame in 2007 and voted to the team's all-time squad to celebrate its 50th anniversary. In 2012, Keith shaved his famous mustache for charity.
It's been the fourth time I'll shave my mustache off in almost 40 years, and it's another opportunity to raise money for a good cause, so all good.
Heck of a shave for Keith Hernandez. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind the shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties. Here's the social science of it.
Give it to me! Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Have you got a question? You can send it to me at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.